million cars. Last, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo. Shayo.
You play my leg. We are all girls. You are talking our mind. It's a safe space. Don't come for us.
Anyway, so can we trust men? Ohima, what do you think?
That's a very difficult question.
Why?
I mean, don't trust human.
No, as in men in relationships.
Relationships. It depends. It depends on what the person does.
What does
what the person has done for you to see. Because like, and when you start dating someone, or if you're in a relationship with someone, you can't just say, okay, I don't trust this person. You know, you might have your doubts that you don't trust this person. Mm-hmm. Unless the person does something to you for you to believe that, okay, I can't trust this person. Yeah. But you can't just say, I don't trust this guy. He has to do something. Like, he has to do something for you to start having 100% doubts that,
okay,
I don't trust this person. This person is a liar. Yes, sir.
You gotta trust man. Your eyes will see what your eyes cannot say. That TikTok song.
Yeah.
That's what I can say. That's what I can say.
I mean, you can't trust everybody because we're all humans. Yeah. So that's what I mean, said. Until the person does something, you can't really say, okay. Even though everybody, you have your doubt, that's 100%. But that's why I keep saying that you can't really say that, okay, just like that.
Yeah. So do you think
last hour, Charlie?
Last.
They need. Are you guys feminists?
Okay, feminists. When you say feminist, I don't know. People think that a feminist is someone who is against men. But that's not the case. A feminist is someone who is against sexism and then sexual exploitation and political. Like, it entails a lot. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, fighting for women to have their equal rights and all that. It's not about hating men.
So, anyways, we had some arguments in class that the boys were feeling like they've empowered women too much. And then, they feel like they are not being brought to the lights the way we are.
Because they feel like they should have the upper hand, which is not it. I don't see why, because you're a man, you should have the upper hand. Like, okay, if you are dating someone, that's different. Mm-hmm. If you are dating someone, that's different. But I feel like they think because maybe they have a dick or something, like they are more better than women. You get it? Which shouldn't be so. Like, they don't understand why right now women are in politics. Women are into politics. Women are
right now, if you make money, you are a slave queen.
Women are doing a lot of. You get it?
Yeah. Right now, if you are making money, you're a slave queen.
You know, and you know, the definition for a slave queen is different. Slave queen is someone who dresses well. And then but then right now it's like, don't want to say slave queen is someone who,
it's a hoe.
I want to share my pain. It's very, very painful when you work your ass out, you don't sleep. Just say you are working 24/7 and then someone thinks, oh, someone needs pain.
Oh.
I mean, how? I don't understand. Me, I will sweat. When working, someone was saying I'm going to
do people come on to you like that?
A lot. And I'm not even bothered if you meet me. Yes, I have a shopping Instagram. Yeah, do you do men? Yeah, I do men. I'll not even make your way difficult. I'll just say yes, it's true. Because
it's true, Charlie. You can't entertain
how
it.
You got money to do it. Like, did I ask you how you got money to buy your Civic?
Oops.
No. Did I ask you how you got money to buy your Accord? No. So why are you asking me why I got money to buy what I have?
Yeah, sorry, mom.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Me, I don't know.
Some feminists take it too far.
Taking the whole thing. Me, I need a man. I need a man in my life.
Me, I like men.
Yeah, me too. I like
who doesn't
men.
Like
I don't
men.
Know, you know, sometimes
I want someone to fix my bulb. You know.
No, you know.
I want someone to close my.
Yeah, you know. Clean my back.
People think that I don't like men. I hate.
Yes.
Men.
Yeah, you know.
Like, sure. Oh, hey, my dear, everybody.
But please, I like men a lot. I like men.
Nah.
Yeah. So stop telling people that I hate men and all that rubbish.
But maybe you scare them away.
No, I really don't care. People that really want you will come to you.
Wait.
It's not about what I post.
A man said don't be scared.
I'm speaking for a man right now. Okay, say all girls. If I'm a man and I come on your page and I say you're posting men are wicked.
Oh,
men are mad.
Oh, but then it's just vibes.
Why are you scared? If
social media is just vibes.
You are not wicked,
so.
Or you are not a liar.
Some girls are emotionally damaged. Like they feel like men are stupid, like mad, wicked.
Oh, yeah, but then so I feel like you can't my social media is just vibes.
Because I post memes and memes. Oh, I sleep there. You can't use that to judge me, and I'll continue posting on my wedding day. I'll still post men are scam and they catch cruise. Forget,
don't trust women.
No. I'll still catch cruise,
even on top of her mask. They should say men are wicked.
Say men are wicked. Men are scam. So, me, then me, I like men.
So, wait, if you can't trust men, can we trust women?
I'm saying, you see, initially, I said, no, don't trust any human being.
Hey.
Human, like, don't trust the person. You get it? Like, put it in your, put it behind your, put it at the back of your.
It's like, this one, like, it's like right now, we've made, like, we've set some rules for ourselves that you are not supposed to act like this, you are not supposed to act like if you're a mask. We are humans.
Yes.
I can offend you.
You get it?
That's why you can offend me. Exactly. I can say sorry.
Yeah.
Deeply and sincerely, I'm sorry. Then you have the right to also forgive me, and I'll give you time to heal. I can't act certain way, do you understand? So a man or a woman can offend. It's not about trust my time. We are humans. That's what humans say. We are not robots. You get it. So let's take it easy on ourselves.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Burna Boy's last, his heartbreak song? Last, he's speaking
no,
his
mean, oh, the moment. Last.
Everybody got your breakfast.
That's Snapchat audio. DJ, play me, don't cry, oh.
Actually. So do you guys think that his heartbreak, he's telling you people how he feels, and people are jamming to it, back to back.
Now, you know the money he's making?
Out of it.
Millions. So
it's fine.
It's a good vibe to make.
So are you jamming to it because you can relate, or you are just, oh. Heartbreak comes, heartbreak goes.
Everybody can relate.
Yes, heartbreaks come.
Everybody has been said
breakfast. Heartbreaks come. Heartbreaks go. They will come and go. The next day you feel okay. It's just some period of time. Then you'll be fine. You'll be okay. It's good. You have to experience it. It's part of life. Then you move on. Charlie.
It is what it is.
No, but back to the feminism though. I want to know what you guys take is on the fact that, like, people who are feminists are sort of damaging the idea for
the whole idea for feminism. Yeah,
because
sure.
It's a good thing to fight for.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, for the longest time, women have been marginalized. Like women have not been given attention.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to actually fight for men, but it's like
man, they're going overboard.
No, it's so like the whole thing. You see, the whole feminist thing is just wrongly explained. I don't know.
Yes.
You are supposed to fight for women to get better positions and all that. But they make it seem
better
like
themselves.
They make it seem like
they hate men. We are against men. Nah. But that's not how it should be.
But I think that's how it comes off. No, that's not how it is.
But it's only fair that you hate the people that have marginalized.
Feminist is supposed to be like, maybe me and Chrissy, we are all good at something. And
Who's Chrissy, by the way?
Hey! Agenda is true. It's not true. Shout out to whoever is called Chrissy. But let's say me and Chrissy, I'm very good at my work. I'm more better than him. I'm supposed to be picked over him because I'm good than him.
Mm-hmm. But that's his feminist.
And that's why that's the whole thing.
No, but that's life. Like, you should obviously be picked.
Yeah, but they would think that, oh, a woman, can you go and give birth?
It's not really a lie.
But the fact that we experience that doesn't mean that we should be excluded. Giving chances.
Yeah.
It's part of us to give birth. It's part of us to experience manly flow and all that. So it's not even something that we can say.
Just give me the position and the ecstasy. Yeah. That's feminist. But the other one that making it seem like we don't need a man, it's a lie.
We don't need him. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
I don't know, to some extent. Because me, I'm a feminist, right? But and I believe that.
You're a feminist.
Yeah. I believe women should actually fight men. Like everyone that actually hates a man is honestly right. Because when you look at it, for the longest time, women have been like pushed to the background.
And what I hate about the feminist is that they go and cancel people who are in marriage, and then they'll be like, your husband is not even good enough, leave him. And
no, they do that?
Yeah, the that's whole group. So you see that the feminists are mostly divorced women, or people who are like, women who don't want to marry.
I see.
Because they hate women. Because women
have... Yeah, because they hate
women. The whole, then the feminist thing is just,
it's been taking too
long. That's why we keep saying that right now it's like they are not really, right now it's like they are having a different explanation for feminism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
there's something different.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But do you think it's going to grow? It's going to keep growing.
Yeah, I think it's going to keep growing. Because men, today are not even helping themselves. Men are not even helping themselves.
What do you say men are not helping themselves?
Because they keep doing things that will make women like more. Oh, you know, my dear.
I don't know.
Lies.
I think there are a lot of women that marry in a year have reduced.
Yes.
Because now, if it was because of money, now I have it. So, stop.
Exactly.
But every weekend,
and then it's not because of money that.
They said the number has reduced. Number of women that used to pray for marriage has reduced.
Yeah. Because right now, everybody chooses peace over.
Everybody is looking for money.
Yeah.
And I shouted,
bunch of women. You know that man's issue was like, it's very crazy. Because how can you, the husband, you've lost your job.
Wait, tell me the story. Yeah, I don't know.
He has lost his job. The man has lost his job, and then the woman goes for goes to sell ice water and come back to the house only to meet the man with a bunch of women in his room. In their room, or their matrimonial room, their matrimonial bed. And then you know when the woman got there and then she started fighting the woman, that what are you doing? The man told the woman to fight her back.
Ah, that's what she said.
Why are you fighting my searches?
Oh,
hey!
Why not?
Am I not the one you're supposed to be fighting?
No, the pain. The pain. You could tell the woman was in pain, honestly.
Yeah, she was.
She was in,
like, but she's taking the love too personal. She has to relax.
Like, even after all that,
because you know, love is forgiving.
Hey.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't want that.
But that's what boys say.
But when you do it, they'll never forgive you.
It's marriage.
Oh no.
It's marriage, not a relationship. Relationship is different from marriage. Relationship is like the road to marriage.
I was honestly surprised when she went back.
She's married. As for marriage, dear, marriage it entails a lot. You have to be forgiven.
Hey.
Marriage, you have to be forgiven. That you must not die. You must go to your mother's house.
Love is
go.
Talking about heartbreak though, Bena boy and Steph, good.
I think Bena cheated.
Why do you think that? Why is Steph cheating rather?
Because
Bena
boy,
in the lyrics,
he said,
"I know
holy,
yo."
He was not helping himself at all.
No one is holy if you are being honest.
No, but Steph, I don't think.
I think everyone has cheated before. Have you cheated before?
No.
I'm the only one who said no.
Technically, I haven't cheated before.
Where does technically you explain which part?
You see, men are not logical. They are always, you know,
on and off.
Yeah, they want to be victims.
Have you spoken to someone outside the relationship?
That one.
No, like proper talking stage, not just
talking. Proper talking stage.
Oh,
outside the relationship. Anna has done that.
We're just talking.
I'm not condoning cheating because I'm not in one or something.
The men who treat their women well are the ones meaning them to, so treat a woman well.
Yeah,
let me be honest.
Which men?
The men that treat their women well.
Yeah, but they are cheating, but they are doing the right thing. You are not even doing the right thing.
So are you fine with the man cheating and women cheating?
Just don't let me catch you.
But you sound like you're honestly fine with that.
No, because
like, just don't let me catch
I don't even know.
Yeah.
9 out of 10, I will not even know. 1 out of 10 when I find out. I'm going to cheat back.
But will you be looking?
Yeah, you guys didn't answer though. Have you guys cheated?
No.
I'm a lover girl.
But then like when you push me to the wall, that's when like I become very
why did you see me?
I'm a very good child. But if you don't tell me to sit there, I'll roam.
Hey.
So that's it. So if I cheated, it's because I was roaming.
Hey.
By all means, if I'm roaming, some nice bobo will come and, you know, catch me.
Seriously. I know, that's right.
And why were you in another talking stage when you had a boyfriend?
Was that in a talk? Where? Oh, I don't think it's talking stage. okay, when you're bored, you just need someone.
But you had a boyfriend. Where's the boredom coming from?
Oh, he's busy.
Yes.
Sometimes he's doing some one or two. I need to address some one or two.
Busybody, they can stop talking to you for like a week. Days.
But why are you there if you're not talking every day?
Yes. Those that's people don't text you. They come and tell you they're busy. Be busy.
That's why I said that the men who know how to treat women are winning. You don't know how to treat a woman. Go and learn it, baby boy. Go and Google how to.
Like you have to learn how to
treat a woman.
How to treat a woman.
Get flowers.
Yes, you have to learn how to get.
Check it on date, you guys.
Making excuses for your cheating.
Oh.
No. It's not true. Because me,
I've dated
someone for 3 years. I didn't cheat on the person.
Nah.
No.
So which one did you?
Nehi, Debbie.
I dated someone 3 years. I didn't cheat.
Which one did you cheat? The 6 months or like the 2 months?
Maybe 1 week.
After I will say.
So, if you were talking about men that cheat their women,
right?
What about the men that don't cheat their women well? Like, all they show up to do is have sex with their girls. And because regardless of like how the girl is feeling, whether she wants to have sex or she doesn't have sex, because they want sex, they want sex.
You know, she'll get tired of that.
She will?
Yeah, she will.
Is that the point where they start accusing the men of rape?
No, you see, sometimes they get tired of it. Like, they keep thinking that, okay,
yeah, I think
that always it's just sex. Between me and this
I
guy.
Hate talking about rape very much. Like, I hate it. I don't talk about this. I don't want to go deeper, but all I can say is that if someone says no and she's wet, it doesn't mean
No is no.
No is no.
No is no, regardless.
But no, you know, it doesn't mean touch.
No, but you know that the fact that the person is wet doesn't mean it's a yes. Because women, we are sensitive. Mm. Like, you can touch a woman's breast and she'll be wet. Even though she can be saying no,
yeah.
You get it. So, like, the fact that the person is wet and still saying no doesn't mean it's a yes. Yeah. But actually, rape, dear.
What do you think about Thomas Partey's thing?
Yeah, I think
it's a two-way thing.
But so far,
it can be
clear.
True.
No, so far he's been clear.
No, I want to say something, Thomas.
Hey.
Shout out to the Arsenal.
Bro, do you know him?
Thomas.
Me and you, we get combo.
Hey.
Why did you leave your girlfriend? You see what money can do, man. People don't
Randa's do it. Like, telling us a side of the story we don't know. Tell
yes.
us.
Yeah.
No, you know, Thomas,
you
didn't have money. He left.
You know, I hate football so much, but I have love for Thomas.
He left his former girlfriend for a different girlfriend.
Yes. Money.
That's so who's accusing him of the rape?
You know, sometimes men, when they don't have money, they have the woman they'll go for, and when they get money, they think
they have to agree.
That is where life shows
and that's
where
the woman shows you.
But isn't that where the woman also has to like
try to agree too much?
Never leave your day one for a new something. Day one.
So you back you
like right? Someone who...
Where are you back as day one?
And you know you mean day one doesn't
mean... Yeah, I know that I always be there.
And you know day one doesn't mean like maybe your first girlfriend or something.
What does it mean?
The one is someone who has been always there for you.
Hey.
Who is willing to like...
But at different points in life, you meet people who are always there for you. So how many day ones
there's this one person. There's always this one person that you know, you the man, you know your life, that this person, even if I'm sick on my sick bed and I call this person at 1 a.m., this person would run from wherever she is to me.
Mm.
Like, you know, okay, if you're in trouble and then you call this person, she'll be willing to like offer help to you, help you do something. That is day one. Day one is not
somebody. They are very rare, you know. Everybody's
I mean, you know.
Because of your
you
money.
Know. And even the man, you the man yourself, you know. Immediately you meet a day one, as time goes on, you know that the former one, the day one, you know.
And what do you think about the party situation?
Mm-hmm. I really don't like speaking about rape, honestly.
No one wants to talk about rape.
It's a touchy situation. But he's being clear so far, honestly.
So far so good. So we are seeing what happens. Mm-hmm. I don't want to...
Like, nobody knows what happens, I mean.
You have finished telling the story.
As now, bought me. They give me a lot of cash. Went to wear veneers. Young man looking delicious. Going to take another girl.
The girl honestly knows him.
They're friends.
Me, then you get combo, Thomas.
Wow. Okay.
They're friends.
So, listen, people who write for you, never leave them regardless. Nowadays, true. Never leave them regardless. You see, money makes you different. You get money, you start working like this. So. You have to be careful the people you choose into your life.
Because when you have money, 10,
when you have the money, people that come into your life is because of the good thing, the benefits. Do they like you when all your wealth is out? Like when you take your car, everything you have, do they like you at a person? and such people are very rare, and you have to stick with them no matter what. Because right now that this case has come, UK people can just take him off the...
Yeah, the team and all that, and then your money really go against him. Back to zero.
You can. So, when you're on top, it's easier for you to fall. So make sure you choose right to put
your life. Make sure you lay on the floor every time.
So no.
You're not saying that if you have a girlfriend now, it wasn't going on, you won't leave the person, you know. But just now, to tell the people that come when it's all, see, give them 3 months, 4 months, time. They will just accept.
You just want to catch up.
Yes. Me, personally, me, they have experienced people, but all I can say is that when you get money, don't just be in a rush to get new friends, get new boyfriend, get new girlfriend.
Sometimes it's good to be alone. Like, just be alone for some time.
But coming back to what you said earlier about men, like, switching up when they get money, doesn't that happen to women too?
Women.
It happens. We are all human. It happens. Women will get money and then they'll start... Yeah. Now going with, let's say, like, if I get money, sorry, don't come for me.
Especially for women.
Let's say if I get money right now, start, sorry, don't come for me. Like,
come for him.
Now, Haji Afori will be my friend. And how do I know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, now it's like the bigger people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because now you're doing other things, and then where you go, you meet these kind of people.
Yeah. But they're not your friends. They don't know you when you didn't have anything. Yeah. They don't know your crying moments. So don't just switch your friends and switch your girlfriends.
Just for celebrities and other people who have
those people, they don't last. Give them 3 months, 4 months.
Or people you think they are just going to help you.
The US illegal.
Making abortion illegal.
I really think they shouldn't make it illegal.
They shouldn't make it legal.
No.
She wants to say what's good.
No, I cannot bear this.
I cannot bear it.
Because I feel like sometimes the women are not ready. And if the men themselves are not ready. And then you can give birth, you can born for a man, and then Charlie, that's the beginning of your stress. A man who is not ready is not ready. No matter the baby or what comes into that. So if the man is saying he's not ready, please. So me, the illegal thing, I'm not really in support.
Yeah, seeing as you could be raped too, to have a baby.
Charlie,
say is that women, take good care of yourselves. Like, if you know that you are doing the bad things with bad boys, make sure that you're
doing the right thing, yeah.
Because if baby can be
said,
but sometimes mistakes happen.
No, it's not something about mistakes though, but it's like, have you seen the video of the baby that came out holding the IUD?
Yeah, it happens. Oh yeah,
it happens.
Nobody can destroy fast as this.
So what happens in that situation?
Yeah, mistakes
do happen, but just make sure that you... Because I feel like even going through that whole abortion period with a man... I cannot do this for someone that doesn't love you.
So if you get pregnant, you're going to...
Right now, if I get pregnant, I'm going to give birth to it. And you, the man, you have to answer to God. Because we are going to bet the child.
It depends on the man.
Me, whether you like it or it's by force. When you're doing it,
it depends on the man, honestly.
Yeah, I think it depends on the man.
It depends on the man, though.
Because you're
single. It depends on the man. It means you have options.
Me, right now,
men are toxic. Trust me.
It's true.
And even in your pregnancy period. See, it depends on the man because you can be pregnant and then the stress that the man will put you through.
You can die. Pregnancy is a risk too. Pregnancy is
near to death. It's a whole lot of process. So mentally, physically, emotionally, everything.
Me, if you get me pregnant, I'm going to push your fat head at kids.
Wait.
Whether you like it or not.
What if you guys were raped? What if you were raped? Would you keep the baby?
I'm going to look for the rapist.
Hey!
Baby. In this current time in my life, I mean, what is life? Because I can't go through that whole abortion phase with someone that will not regard me.
Yeah.
And after we even kiss my ass. So I'm going to give birth so that everybody will know that you did it.
Yeah, you did it for yourself. Father.
Yeah.
No, but for what happens to the people?
But I'm lying though, I'm going to.
But what happens really to the women that don't have that like luxury of keeping the baby? Going to the hospital, going through that stress. What happens to them?
the men to the owner marry the
senator. Do you honestly think the move by the American legislators is a smart thing?
No, I don't think so.
It's honestly not possible.
It's like you're forcing people. You're forcing somebody to keep somebody in their body.
And
they will give money to the child support. They will help you take care of the baby. That's what they want.
It's like a burden they're putting on themselves.
Yeah, that's a huge burden.
Yeah. US, they will give you child support. That's what they want you to give birth to the baby.
And then you know people that's will leave US mindset. To another country and go and do it and come back.
And it's even more annoying because they're using the church, like they're basically part of
church. Meanwhile, they are supporting.
I rest my point.
But you're really against the church.
No, not that. I'm saying that they are trying to use the church. Meanwhile, the same church to say something which they don't want to accept.
Which is. What is the church?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. This brings us to my favorite part of the show, the do or drink. We've been handed our papers, right? Mm. So we're all going to open it and then read what it says. And do it or take a shot. A Smirnoff chocolate vodka shot.
I think I'm taking the shot.
It's not that bad. In fact,
let me go first. Okay, so mine, what's your favorite sex position? Depends on my mood. But on a regular, on a cool day and a stressful day, missionary was choking me, daddy.
That's nice. That's very interesting. That's interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting, yeah.
So mine is.
4 a.m.
Sorry. Give us. We are sorry, ma. Okay, mine is show us the last risky text you sent. I should show you all, like.
You show me as proof, then you read it.
Yeah. No, I think I have to see.
Well, all of a good one, guy, you're like, hey! Them freaky girls.
No. You see, I always say that if you want to eat a man, you can eat a man.
You don't have to do a lot.
Men are cheap.
Anyway, so men I sent. Cheap. I want to eat you, and he said, me too, or I'm a whore. She's texting her ex.
Okay, so mine was, call your ex-boyfriend and tell him you miss him. Okay. So I'm going to send him a VN.
And send the VN from her phone. Don't send it from yours.
Yeah.
No, but introduce yourself. Say this. See.
Okay.
This is Albie. I really wanted to tell you that I miss you.
Am I supposed to mention the name? No.
Your name.
Oh, hi. This is Ohima. I wanted to tell you I miss you. Yeah. Let's wait for him.
Yeah, sorry. The head has.
Drama.
Hey, he's typing.
Wait.
He's typing.
Yeah, he's typing.
Miss you too.
Oh, shit.
I have one. The ex missed him too.
Hey, this is
what
serious.
Are you? I'm too. Man, you're not a draft man. Your eyes will see what I'm going to say. They actually miss on him.
Oh, this is so cute.
Oh, yeah, it's cute. Oh, it's actually a cute there. Like, oh. It was actually a cute there. Like, oh, he meant ex mate her back. Hi, I have to give some shout out to my page. Shout out to Mark Bryce. Shout out to Joe. Joey Cass. Obviously. Yeah. Shout out to me.
Shout out to your other business you just opened.
Yeah, shout out to Fleet Car Rentals, Moon Rentals. Just hit me out. Yeah.
You're doing it.
The same word car rentals from Oso Dila. We just rebranded it, so yeah.
Ahima, do you want to?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Shout out to Ladbridge. Shout out to Yesumobu Tavern. Yeah, she sells juice. natural
advent,
clothes.
So this is advent.
Advent.
And then shout out to KS Jewelry. Yeah, so yeah, he does customized jewelry, like necklaces, anklets, cufflinks, like anything about jewelry, you can just contact him.
Hey, KS Jewelry. And pay.
Yeah.
How much are we charging?
So then you can check him out on Instagram. Yeah. And then make an inquiry. Thank you. Oh, shout out to Jemfu, our body queen. Oh yes. If I had forgotten, I know she would have cut off my head. Shout out to Jemfu, I love you. Yeah.
We love you.
So this has been another episode of the Body Talk. Hope you enjoy it. You can stay.
Bye.
Why you say I did nothing for you when I for do anything you want?